Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're moving forward, Lee, with the secret impeachment hearing. It's very secret.
Yes.
And how this works is it's a kangaroo court. This is the first ever impeachment evidence gathering we've ever had in America behind closed doors. So you don't get to know what the people say, what the witnesses say, unless, you know, Mr. Schiff leaks the parts he wants you to know. You don't get to know who they are. You don't get to know where they are. You don't get to know anything about them. You don't get to know whether Investigator General, what am I thinking?
Inspector General.
Inspector General, thank you. Said that the first whistleblower was compromised because of his partisan leanings. He's a Democrat. You don't get to know any of those things, but you just have to believe when they come out from behind closed doors that they've got this great evidence for impeaching Trump, but it's so classified we can't show it to you.
Sounds like you're hopping mad about this kangaroo court.
It's a kangaroo court. We're literally going to have an impeachment behind closed doors. We're going to gather all the evidence for the impeachment behind closed doors. They'll come out and assure you it's very bad. Then they'll have a vote, I guess, on opening an impeachment inquiry based on classified evidence you're not allowed to know. Now they're saying that the whistleblowers' identities will have to be hidden. They're going to keep them behind closed doors. They're going to, scramble their voices, and Republicans will have very limited ability to cross-examine them. I look at this and I go, what are the Democrats so afraid of?
Yeah.
They are terrified for the Americans to hear the impeachment case because there isn't one.
Right.
And that's the problem. But there's this other problem, too. And this is one of the big reasons Ed Rollins nails this on Lou Dobbs. They cannot have these whistleblowers in public. They cannot do it because the first question the Republicans are going to ask, y'all are CIA agents, aren't you? I mean, officers or CIA. Mm-hmm. We call them officers now. No. In the movies, they're agents.
Yeah.
You were in the White House? What were y'all doing in the White House?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to operate on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
By what warrant were you there spying on the presidency? Because you can't do that.
The mission of the CIA is to investigate outside this country activities that are detrimental to this country, not inside this country.
It's against the law, right?
Yeah. Okay. We have something called the DNI, Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah, right.
Okay. That was the way that is supposed to work after 9/11, because remember the CIA and the FBI weren't talking? Because
right.
They can't, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is that if the CIA were to learn about something bad going on in America, right? Some scheme or something. They don't just send carry out from CIA headquarters. You know what I mean? Like in the movies, they don't just do that. You can't just run around Washington doing CIA stuff. It doesn't work that way. They've got to go and go through the CIA has got to go, hey, we heard this, and go through the Director of National Intelligence. Director of National Intelligence must pass it on to the FBI. Only the FBI can do intel stuff on U.S., you know, soil, right? So the first question I would ask if I were allowed to, but then a Republican Congress member never would be, because it'll be behind closed doors and they can't ask questions, is what in the name of God were you guys doing with two agents inside the White House? Because I don't think legally they can justify this. Here's why. Ed Rollins talking about the DNI here.
The mission of the...
Here we go.
The whole idea of putting the DNI together was to make sure that coordinated. There is a natural resource division of the CIA that follows up. If there's a spy network somewhere, they coordinate with the FBI here. That's the only ones who can do it domestically. And then they have to have permission. Have to have permission by the Attorney General or the DNI head. Well, what I'm telling you is that
the transcript.
What the president needs to do is pull his CIA director in tomorrow's FBI director and his DNI acting and basically say, all right, who signed off on this? Someone signed off on this in order for this person to move this thing forward.
And
if they didn't, then let's throw them in jail for falsification of the document.
Well, this is why they're hiding them behind whistleblower protection.
And as Congresswoman Debbie Dingell reminded us, no one is above the law, Tara.
Well, the CIA is, clearly, obviously. Now, here is Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, talking about how it should terrify you that the CIA is still inside the White House.
It's entirely possible and probably wise to see this as a continuation. This whistleblower, the CIA agent.
A CIA, think about what we're talking about here.
Yes.
The whistleblower is a CIA officer in the White House, for God's sake. Yes.
And that this is a continuation of the John Brennan, James Comey efforts in 2016.
James Clapper.
Yeah, Clapper, the whole group. All of whom are under investigation by Barr and Durham. And I find the timing of this somewhat suspicious. It's clear to me that this agent or officer and his lawyers, Democratic-connected lawyers, worked with the House Intelligence
Committee. Is that the natural default if you're a CIA officer?
Yeah. Then Goodwin continues. I just wrap up with this.
We have seen this working together with the Democratic Party, the previous administration, to prevent him from becoming president, and now we see it as a move against the president. I don't know how else to read this based on what we know so far.
This is an absolute unmitigated outrage that they have not one but two CIA agents in the White House. One I got a second hand, and then now they're saying we got a first hand guy. You got a first hand CIA agent spying on the president? Lee, on what grounds?
Yeah.
There's no collusion. Hillary's legal team proved that while working for Mueller. So what grounds? My God, they're operating on U.S. soil in the White House. What gall.
Yeah. But no one's above the law now.
They ought to be thrown in prison. The whistleblower. And now, they're whistleblowers. No, they're CIA agents illegally inside the White House. March them out in the light of day and let's try them. You can't do this. Everybody's missing this except Lou Dobbs. Thank God for Lou Dobbs. And again, this is not some hothead. Michael Goodwin was a never-Trumper. And he's like, dude, you can't go into the White House. Nobody's talking about this. See, this is why they've got to have the whistleblowers not only behind closed doors, but they want to put them, you know, like down in Florida and have Democrats interview them in secret and Republicans can't ask any questions. Because, again, the first question I'm asking as a Republican congresswoman is this. What in God's name were you doing in the White House? Who authorized that? Give me a name. Who authorized that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get authorization from Bill Barr. Do you have that? No? Well, that's illegal.
Isn't there something about illegal searches and seizures?
Yeah.
Improper collection of evidence?
And again, I mean, if there is something out there about the president that would justify CIA spying, right? Wouldn't you have to go to a court to get permission to do that?
Yep.
Did they? What's the evidence?
Yeah, we don't know.
It can't be collusion. Can't be that. Mueller said there wasn't any, so it's not that. What do you guys have? I just would like to know. That would be my first question. I don't give a rip about Ukraine. I want to know what the heck they're doing in the White House. I want to know how many more there are, and I want them cleaned out. This is the continuation of the coup. But here's the question, Lee. Here's the thing. Now, when you look at this, this is the vast irony of this. Who are the two main intel people who are in really big buku trouble right now, who potentially could go to prison for lying to the FISA court? The head of the FBI and the head of what?
CIA.
And we, just as all that happened, we have two CIA officers who appear to have been illegally operating inside the White House, illegally spying, it appears, on the president. What a coinkydink that is.
Yeah.
That is one heck of a coinkydink. Who are they answering to exactly? They buds of Brennan's? I mean, because look, you're literally looking at the CIA head potentially going down for lying to the FISA court, for faking evidence against the president, and now we're finding CIA agents completely unauthorized inside the White House. I can't see how they could be authorized, Lee.
And you really think he'll ever go on trial for that?
Trump?
No, I mean Brennan.
Well, Comey, apparently not.
Yeah.
But I guess, is this going to be standard operating procedure in our country? Because we've lost our country if this is the case.
Well,
you can't have CIA agents spying on a president inside the White House. You can't have that.
Well,
that's a constitutional crisis. That is terrifying.
Well,
that is third world.
Well, you can't have that if there's a Democrat administration. If there's a Republican administration, it's apparently standard operating procedure.
I mean, this is the angle I would hit if I were Trump right now. But he knows better what to do because he knows more than I do about what's going on to
him. Jim Jordan or Doug Collins take care of that.
But see, they won't be able to because they're hiding the whistleblowers.
Exactly.
No, I'm sorry, the CIA agents.
Yeah.
From Congress. That's why they can't allow these Republicans to ask them questions, as you pointed out earlier, because, again, this is where this is going to go. If they ask questions, it'd take me three questions if I were a Republican Congress member with a room temperature IQ to get to the bottom of whether these CIA agents were there illegally or not. And I don't see conceivably how they could be there illegally. And if they are, Bill Barr would have had to authorize that. Do you think Bill Barr did that? I mean, maybe he did. I don't know. We need to know that. Based on what grounds? What evidence? Tell us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texter writes, when we learn that the CIA is in the White House and I'm not supposed to believe they can tamper with election results, I wouldn't put anything past these people anymore. I really wouldn't. Another texter writes, hi, Tara. Do you have an actual number of the troops in Syria? Now, you would think from the caterwauling going on in Congress right now, we got like 30,000 there, right? All right, maybe 20. Trump wants to pull them all away and let ISIS do whatever they want. Not 20. Well, we must have like 10,000. Nope. 5,000? Mm-mm. How many troops do we have in Syria? Total? 1,000. It's not much of a footprint, is it? You can't fight tens of thousands of Syrian Turkish troops with that, can you? No, you can't. How many troops are being pulled back from the Turkish border? 50. When you throw the special forces in, it's 50 to 100 on the Turkish border. That's it? Yeah. We're pulling them back to southern Syria. That's all this is about. Headline in Breitbart, White House clarifies Donald Trump moving 50 troops within Syria, not out of the country. Hello? This is a non-story, folks. They all know it's a non-story. Nikki Haley knows it's a non-story. She just works for Mitt Romney. They've been buds for a long time. Lindsey Graham knows it's a non-story. They all know this is a big, fat non-story. And it is. Listen, the reason I trust Donald Trump on this is because he's the only guy in our lifetimes who's ever defeated ISIS. George Bush didn't do that. They called themselves Al-Qaeda when he fought them. Same people. And Obama certainly didn't do that. Trump did. Now, here's what you need to understand about Trump. He just wiped out a 40,000-strong ISIS caliphate that Obama left for him in the desert between Iraq and Syria from the air in 9 months. What was the footprint again when he did that? 1,000 troops. We don't need any more than that anymore. Now, we used to, but Trump learned from that. If you can wipe out a 40,000-strong ISIS caliphate from the air in 9 months, we have the technology to do that now without a large military footprint. It's technology Bush didn't have, wish he had, and that Obama did have, but refused to use. So Trump knows we don't need boots on the ground or a heavy military presence. Because if we can wipe out a 40,000-strong caliphate in 9 months, the occasional ISIS outbreak is child's play. And these idiots, these driveling idiots on television, we're going to let ISIS. No, we're not. He's the only guy who's ever managed to wipe out ISIS. But he's going to let him get out of control. No, he's not going to let him get out of control. Look what we did just last month. I love the video from this. I talked about it at the time because it was awesome. There's an island between Iraq and Syria where we're, you know, supposedly not fighting ISIS anymore. This was just last month. We dropped 80,000 pounds of bombs on the island. It is no longer an island. It literally is a crater in the earth because ISIS was using it to hide out a couple thousand of their fighters. So wherever they mass, we destroy them. Do we send in a lot of troops? No, we didn't need them. So this whole idea, like, we need troops. Yeah, we did in, like, 2001, but that was then. And they know this. It's not now. Okay, so what is Trump doing exactly in Syria? Well, it's brilliant what Trump is doing in Syria. He's boxing in Turkey and Russia at the same time and making them fight over ISIS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so what is Trump doing in Turkey? There is a reason retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor, one of the few in Washington who seems to understand it, called it brilliant on Fox News yesterday. Let me take you back. Do you remember when that Russian plane was shot down over Turkey? Do you remember that? Okay. Turkey is in NATO with us. Turkey's a NATO ally, which means we're sworn to defend them, which is insane. They're jihadist Islamic lunatics who have coddled ICE and ISIS and trained them for us. You heard that right. Yeah, they trained the jihadists that we unleashed on Syria and now claim we want to kill. We don't. But listen, the more that Trump gets the Pentagon out of the northern part of Syria, the better. That way they can't go training more jihadists. And here's the thing. If we're not around in Turkey and Syria, they're not going to get trained. He knows that. We caused this problem. Judicial Watch uncovered the documents, released them in January 2019. That's what we were doing at Benghazi. Benghazi was the largest terrorist training camp on Earth. And our ambassador who got killed, he used to work with the same terrorist, bin Laden, et cetera, when they were in Afghanistan. He knew which were which. And we were arming them secretly out of Benghazi. The CIA was. And so what he would do was stand, and we know this from State Department cables, thanks to Julian Assange, he would stand on the dock and in Libya. He would stand on the dock and he'd say, I know that one. He's a jihadi. Give him the weapons. That one, I don't know him. He might be a drug dealer. He can't have them. Where'd those weapons and those jihadis go after we armed and trained them in Benghazi? Do you know? Syria. Those jihadist fighters that we, you know, Washington, Pelosi, all them claim that they're appalled now. We armed and trained them. That's a big secret of Benghazi. So all these people, Pelosi, Obama administration officials acting appalled, they train the guys. Trump knows if he can keep the Pentagon and the bad people Obama left in place out of Syria, we won't have training programs for jihadists, who we then call the moderate rebels. And then they go kill another 15,000, 20,000, heck, maybe 30,000 Christians this time. We did that. We were bad people under Obama. So to hear these people scream now is the height of irony. But what is Trump actually doing in Syria when he's saying, now we're done? It's brilliant, actually. Okay, remember when the Turks... This was Trump was running for office at the time. The Turks shot down that Russian plane over Turkey. The Russians had far superior firepower. They wanted to retaliate. But they didn't, did they? Why? Because Turkey is in NATO with us. And Russia is not in NATO. And Russia was terrified it would spark a war with the United States of America. So they didn't retaliate. Well, Trump's looking at NATO going, what a joke. I mean, Erdogan is a thug, a dictator, a Muslim Brotherhood member, and a coddler and trainer of ISIS. He's a disaster. Who is killing ISIS in Syria? And besides us, Russia. They're the good guys in Syria. Maybe not the good guys worldwide, but in Syria, they're the good guys. Now, go back to what, 2015, 2016. Russian jet gets shot down over Turkey. Russia is terrified to retaliate, though they easily could have because they're afraid it'll spark a war with us and NATO. What did Trump just do? Keep in mind, Russia's the one killing ISIS in Syria. He said, we're done. We're pulling out of here. We're taking our 50 troops. Yes, folks, there's only 50 troops. That's 50 soldiers, basically. Some special forces, some regulars. There's only 50 in northern Syria. You can't fight a war with that anyway. He's pulling them out of the way. He's not pulling them out of the country. He's moving them to southern Syria. This is much ado about nothing. But what is he doing that's brilliant diplomatically? He just said to the Turks, we're not backing you. Yeah, we know we're in NATO. We know we're supposed to back you. We're not backing you. Good luck with the Russians. What did Trump just say to Syria? What did Trump just essentially say to the Russians? Go ahead, hit them. I don't care. Don't worry about NATO. We're not going to intervene. It was the best thing he could have done to stop the Turkish invasion. The idea of throwing a bunch of our troops in front of that like cannon fodder, God, it's terrible. Then he said to Turkey, just follow along here. This is what McGregor, retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor, found so brilliant yesterday, and he's right. Then what does Trump say to Turkey? Here's his Twitter account. As I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done before. They must, with Europe and others, watch over the captured ISIS fighters and families. He's saying don't let them out. The U.S. has done far more than anyone ever could have expected, including the capture of 100% of the ISIS caliphate. It is time now for others in the region, some of great wealth, to protect their own territory. The USA is great. What does he say? You're on your own. See, the thing that Turkey didn't know before is would NATO back them? And are you kidding me? The Europeans would love to back Turkey in a war against Russia. That we do all the fighting in, all the money spending in, all the shooting in, and all the dying in. They'd be happy to back that. Trump just said, you're on your own. I mean, Europe, if you want to protect Turkey as part of NATO, go ahead, be my guest. I'm going to sit back and watch. They won't. They can't. They barely have armies. We're their army. So what did he just do? The single smartest thing you could do to keep Turkey from invading. Lindsey Graham wants to send our troops, your sons, into their way like cannon fodder. Why? Because he is the single biggest recipient of military-industrial complex money. He wants his buddies to arm and train them so they can go out and die and he can get big campaign contributions. It's stupid. So Trump's saying to Turkey, go ahead, fight Russia. Because remember, Russia's in the air. Russia has an air force over Syria. Good. Fight Russia. What has Russia been doing in Syria? Killing ISIS. We want Russia in Syria. We don't want Russia in other places, but we want Russia in Syria. So instead of setting up a war between us and Russia, us defending NATO against Russia, Trump's saying, no, 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 let's have a war between Turkey and Russia over whether Russia gets to kill ISIS or not. I'm going to sit back. And by the way, Turkey, if you invade, not only are you going to have to deal with the Russian Air Force, good luck with that. We're going to wreck your economy. And then Trump just sits that back and laughs. It's genius. And that's exactly what retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor was talking about on Fox.
We had to get out of northern Syria quickly. And the reason for that is simply there were tens of thousands of Turkish troops poised to attack the Kurds. We got the Syrian government to go in there. We got out. Now we have created an enormous problem for Mr. Putin, because Mr. Putin has cultivated the Turks. Mr. Putin has also cultivated his Iranian and Syrian allies. He's got to make a choice. Does he allow the Turks into Syria? Then he loses his position with the Syrians and the Iranians. So the notion that Mr. Putin has somehow or another won something is absurd. This has been a very clever move on the part of the president.
Bingo. And you know what? None of our troops have to die. Oh, and by the way, if ISIS remasses, we'll kill them exactly like we did before. We wiped out 40,000 from the air in 9 months with 1,000 soldiers on the ground. Troops. Some people are being confused by that. Troop is one person. 1,000 on the ground. They remass, we'll wipe them out in, I don't know, what do you think it takes? 3 weeks? A month? Tops? This is a non-story, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. The Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line 71307. This is really a day you need to podcast the show because I've been laying this Syria supposed pullout thing out over the length of the show, and I can't do it all in one segment. It's actually a brilliant strategy. And it literally hems in Russia, Turkey, and NATO, and the EU, and Iran all at one time, while assuring that ISIS won't be turned loose to terrorize people. But you have to have a little more background to understand what Trump just did. Texter writes, I knew President Trump had a reason for pulling the troops. And again, he didn't pull them out of Syria. That's wrong. There are roughly 50 troops in the north of Syria right now. It depends on if you count special forces on the ground. Again, we don't know how many there are. It's classified. But people are reporting 50 to 100. It's what the Wall Street Journal is doing. We got 50 to 100 troops in northern Syria. He's not pulling them out of the country. He's pulling them back to the south. And the reason he's doing that is he doesn't want our troops caught in the conflict. You've got tens of thousands of Turkish soldiers massed on the border. The people who are screaming, leave them there, are you serious? To get caught in the middle of that? That's what they want. See, because if they get killed, caught in the middle of that, it's a great excuse to go to war. Preferably with Russia. Which has always been the goal. So, no, you don't leave 50 to 100 troops in the middle of that mess. You pull them back. We can do whatever we need to do from the air. We're still in Syria. The total troops in Syria, a troop is like one soldier. The total troops in Syria right now is 1,000. That's it. So we're not pulling out and abandoning a country. This is not like when Obama pulled tens of thousands of troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. This is not that. This is the guy who defeated the 40,000 strong caliphate that Obama left like a dump in the middle of Syria and Iraq in 9 months with a military footprint of about 1,000. And see, we have the technology to do that. So if ISIS were to get out of control, it's child's play to wipe them out. And people say, well, but Trump, he's leaving ISIS. He's going soft on it. No, he isn't. He's the only one who's ever wiped ISIS or Al-Qaeda out. Bush didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. He did. And we're still doing it. Do you remember what we did last month? I told you about it. It's awesome video if you want to watch it. Best fireworks show ever. Just last month, we dropped 80,000 pounds of bombs on an island that was filled with Islamic State militants who were hiding. We lit up the island of Qantas. It's like a hole in the ground now. Wherever we find them massing in big enough numbers to take them out, we will. It's not hard. We did that with 50 troops on the ground that we know of, 50 to 100 is what they're saying, in northern Syria. And 1,000 total in Syria. We wiped them out. We'll do it again. It's child's play. We don't need a big troop buildup. This is not 2001 when we didn't have the air technology we developed in the Iraq and Afghan wars. We don't. Trump knows that. If you can wipe a 40,000 strong caliphate out in 9 months from the air with very little military presence, we don't have a problem here. That's why it's not a big deal. This is a non-story. It's a fake story. It's a silly story. And he's saying, no, I'm not going to do a troop buildup. I'm not. Makes perfect sense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.